it's been another big week on The Nolan Show. Let's have a listen to some of the highlights.
A local man has been fined for defacement by Belfast City Council after he drew the word love in chalk on footpaths around the city.
I fully back the warden.
Morning, Jan.
I never heard the like in all my life. And I think Norman has went spare there this morning as well. And the name of good gracious, I couldn't care less about Norman.
Has broken out over plans to hold a parade in Belfast next year to mark the centenary of the 1916 Easter Rising.
And there were innocent civilians who were also killed in Dublin.
It's about celebrating our culture.
Maybe it is due to an eating disorder as well. We shouldn't be focusing on the diet pills. Maybe it is something that's mentally there, and every individual has a different wired route, whether food affects them one way or food affects them another way.
Our next guest has just been named the world's best teacher.
If you can catch them at that age, you can save them. You can transform them.
I'm a landlord of a property. Phone call to say that police were outside my property. I said, rammed in the front door and the back door. There had been a suspect had gone inside the house.
Broken down the doors.
Front door and the back door.
Are the first cracks in the Unionist Pact starting to emerge already?
It sums up some of the problems you will have. Both Peter Robinson and Nesbitt have said this themselves, that there will be elements of both parties, you know, who will be uncomfortable voting.
Really? So little girls drawing out hopscotch outside their house on a footpath, they should be done, should they?
Well, you have to be fair and reasonable.
Where would you say is the best place to live in Northern Ireland?
It's a complete rubbish dump. Put it out of bed in a lurk, and I would say Craig Alvin's in between. Well, you know, it's good to go on, you know, Skivers, Millies or DLAs, but that's about the height of it.
You sound like you're panting.
Well, I'm out for a wee run here, Stephen, but trying to keep up weight loss.
Are they refusing to pay you compensation, the police?
No, nothing. They said that they'd follow police procedure.
How much did it cost to repair?
£1,585.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Both doors.
Asher's Baking Company is and always has been willing to serve any and every customer. And our problem with producing the cake we were asked to make last year was with the message, not the customer.
I am not listening to one word for. I hear you slapping on that radio every day, and I'm just sick to start listening to you talking a load of nonsense.
Have you got 100 people rating whatever they like all around the
world?
Have
a bit of sense, Norman, would you?
No, you need a bit of sense.
You might as well be down the ditch because you needn't talk to me.
Okay,
it's on the walls because people don't respect the contract.
After they diagnosed me with the meningitis to get my lumbar puncture operation, that didn't work the first time, so I actually had the procedure 6 times. It's into your spine, it's an injection, and basically they take the fluid out of your spine, and I was awake during it all. So at the age of 15, keeping that all in my head, it was horrific.
The Nolan Show investigation has revealed staggering figures of wages being paid to locum doctors. In the last year, $32.3 million was spent.
They don't get sick leave, they don't get any annual leave, only a minimal working time directive pay.
Because I've heard you for years getting on there talking a load of crap.
If you really want to do it, everybody will do it.
Don't be stupid. You might as well be talking to the ditch